Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Tricia Harley McCarthy with All About Romance, a platform for writers, poets, and authors alike who love everything about romance. And I've got a great guest who writes great romance, and she is Brooke Gillespie Trout, and she wrote the Heart and Soul series, and she's with us to start off our short and sweet summer podcast series, and I can't be more thrilled to talk with her one-to-one. We talk all the time on social media, but this is my first time speaking to her live, so welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and happy to be the first guest for your short and sweet series, and yeah,
woo-hoo!
I feel like I know you. We're always bantering back and forth
yeah.
on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. So I'm just like, oh, great, I actually get to hear her voice. So
you're like one of the main people that I talk to almost, not daily, but for the most part, I talk more than a lot of others. So, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
one of my very favorite people. And so I just want to put that out there and let you know you are one of my favorite people. You've turned into a great coach. We help each other with our writing and
mm-hmm.
motivation and the lack of thereof in many cases.
Depends
so thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. So so let's get into the show because we only have like a short time span. So I want to find out more about Slater Hart and Alex and what's coming up for that Heart and Soul series, because I've read both books back to back, and I just loved them.
Awesome.
They're great books, and I like the time frame you do with it, too. So it's a long, drawn-out love story.
It is. It's yeah, it's not, you know, you're not going to sit down and read this in one day. If you do, you're a superhero. I write long books. Because I see it as a very long, I see it as their life story. And, you know, I saw this as being placed in the 80s for a lot of reasons. You know, Slater is a rock star, and the height of that type of rock star, who he is, took place in that era. The other reason I really wanted it to take place in that era is I really wanted social media to have nothing to do with this series. I didn't want text messages or pictures, you know, on Instagram or anything like that. They find out through the tabloids the things that they need to be aware of. But I love that era, the best music ever. It really was the best music ever. You know, whether you're into alternative rock or rock and roll, it just, I
yeah.
love that era so much. So, yeah, so it's like, I'm so happy that you read it back to back, and it's just, you know, one of those long reads that you just kind of delve into and just kick back for a while. And book three is coming out hopefully within the next 3-4 weeks. I've got a couple
Yay.
Setbacks that I've dealt with. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to give away too much, but you know, what specific, anything specific that you want me to answer, just fire away.
Well, okay. Why don't you just give a recap about the first two books so that people mm-hmm. listening could understand what's
okay.
kind of happening without giving too much away, like you said.
Okay, so Set It Free is the first book in the Heart and Soul series, and Alexander Lorraine is an aspiring actress. Slater Hart is a rock star on the rise. They meet kind of in an unconventional way, and before they know it, together, living together. And the friendship blossoms, which turns into love, and they both, you know, are on the cusp of their careers. So they have to make that decision as to whether do they follow their hearts or do they follow their dreams. And that's kind of where book one ends. And the first two books are not happily ever after. They both kind of end with a bang. The second book, Let It Go, it kind of picks up a little bit where Set It Free left off, but then it takes you through a decade of what happens in their careers and how they deal with fame and how they're dealing with their love for one another. There is something in Set It Free that prefaces the potential for a big scandal. And in Let It Go, at the very end of it, that thing is going to become the thing that blows them up as like a massive Hollywood scandal that will take place in the third book.
and it'll test their relationship, no doubt.
Definitely, definitely, because Alexandra becomes America's sweetheart. You know, she's the actress, she's the girl next door, she's in all the rom-coms and the sitcom on TV, and she's happy to do interviews and wants to talk about her life, and he is this famous rock star who likes being a rock star because he can do whatever the hell he wants, but he doesn't want you to know about his personal life. So that's where they're very different, and that's going to be a big bone of contention in the third book when they're dealing with the scandal.
I like how throughout the series that they have their secret signals, because at this point in time in social media, it's basically television and print and, you know, and so the gossip rags are pretty much the social media of the 80s. So I like how that transpires, and I like the way they communicate. And we have a caller. Would you like to have a talk with
awesome.
A caller? Welcome to the show. Is this Susan?
Yes, it is. I just walked through the door and I said I wasn't going to miss this.
Welcome to the show. You're speaking with Brooke and Trish. And if you don't know, Susan is my right hand for my book page. She's my
awesome.
Intern. She's awesome. She's great. And she calls into the show all the time and she asks great questions. So
awesome.
And you just.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Nice to meet you.
So we're only on a short time frame here. So if you have a specific question you'd like to pose to Brooke, that would be great.
I'm just going to ask a quick question. What inspired you to become a writer, and what is a favorite that you like about being a writer?
I think what inspired me, I have, there is a lot of me that I put into my character in this particular series, and my other books, not so much. I was an actress growing up. That was a dream I wanted to pursue before I had a family. And so I really take those experiences from being on the stage in front of the camera with dialogue, and I took that love of becoming a character into creating characters. So that's kind of where that derived from. And what I love most about writing is just the daydreaming, you know, getting lost in that story and kind of knowing who the characters are and what their story is before you even start to write it down and share it with anybody. So that's my favorite part.
That sounds good. That sounds pretty cool.
That's cool that you're an actress. Were you a child actress?
I'm sorry, who's what?
Were you a child actress?
You know, I started acting when I was 10, and that continued probably up until my early 20s. And I did, you know, local theater, dinner theater, local commercials. I did a few national commercials. I was actually cast in a television show when I was 17 years old, and did all the rehearsals and started filming, but it never aired. So, you know, not really a claim to fame, but definitely an insider look on how things worked, and it was a really great experience.
That's cool. That's really cool. I like that.
It was a lot of fun.
And that explains a lot how you knew all this insider information in your book.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did she know that? Because that's not like something you could maybe just Google. You know, it's kind of like more intimate type of information
right.
that most people wouldn't want
yeah.
to know.
And I,
so,
did, you know, I definitely pulled on personal experience from that. And I also have a friend who she kind of did the creative edit for Set It Free, the first book. And she is even more involved in the industry than I was. And any time I had a question about something that I wasn't, I was just, like, picking up the phone. Okay, I think I know this, but so it's just she was a great resource.
That's great. So can you tell us where you could find your books and where we can find you on social media?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. My books, obviously, I think we're all on Amazon, any of us authors. Set It Free and Let It Go. It's the Heart and Soul series. My website is brookegillespietrout.com. And on Instagram, I'm Brooke Gillespie Trout Author.
Okay. Awesome. And did you have anything else you want to say, Susan?
I don't believe so. I'm just listening in. I'm going to enjoy listening in. Like I said, we've been on the coast all day fishing, and I just got home, but I said I had to call in. And
thank you. That's very sweet of you. I appreciate that. And give the hubby a hug for me.
I sure will. He's a little tired. He's been having to bait hooks this evening today. So.
All righty, kiddo. Thank you so much for calling. You too.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Right, bye.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
She's So we're getting down to the last minutes. Is there any advice you want to give to new up-and-coming writers or advice that you want to pass along that you received at any time?
You know, if I were to give any advice to anybody, whether you're a new writer or, you know, somebody who's kind of even in the place where I am, because I second guess myself all the time, write for yourself. You know, don't worry about pleasing anybody or thinking, oh, so-and-so needs to read this and I need to make this happen. Just see it as you see it. Put the words onto the paper and just follow your heart. But do it. Just sit down and do it.
That's great. Yeah, and I just want to do a plug for my book, Darker Love, a novella, is coming out at the end of the month, June 30. And that's available for pre-order on Amazon. And so it's just ebook only. I'm not doing a paperback. So I just wanted
to
let everyone know about that.
So congratulations.
Yeah, I can't wait to finish it.
Thank you for including me in your pre-launch on Facebook today. That was a lot of fun. So I really appreciate
that. Oh, we had a good time.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and you've been awesome with just kind of pulling me out of my shell and saying, come on, people need to hear about your books. So thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. And I you know, I'm the same way. So, you know, I hide. I do. When things get a little overwhelming, I get high. I hide, and I go into my rock, my cave, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's just a retreat to just regroup, recharge, get perspective.
100%.
Because we all need that. And, you know, the more I talk to authors, the more I realize that we all have a lot of mental health issues, seriously, anxiety, depression, and the list goes on. And so writing, I think people find solace in that, or cathartic, or whatever the outlet is for them.
Yes.
So I'm so glad that we band together and promote that health, you know, health, mental health. It's so important. And it's so important to treat yourself well. If you know, don't torture yourself if you're not in the headspace. You know, take care of yourself.
Right.
That's really important, especially during these crazy times, you know, we all need to take care of ourselves. And so if I can give advice to anyone, take care of yourself, self-care, because if you burn out, you're not going to help anybody else. So you're not doing anyone any good. So be well, everybody. And a special shout out to Mahogany Silver Rain. I hope you feel better. I know you're listening, and we're praying for you and sending love. And to all of our crew on Instagram, Soul Sister Romance is our handle. So check us out there. And Brooke is part of our great group. And so thank you all for joining us today. And Brooke, thanks for making time to call in to our short and sweet summer series podcast and being the first guinea pig, if you will. And I think it went really well. I think we covered everything, and, you know,
I kind of
like these.
Thank you so much for including me. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful weekend, and everyone else, be good to each other and kind, and I'll see you next week, and I'll talk to you soon. Guys, take care. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.